What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, Mark here. Welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, this is an older film. And by older, I mean like from 2005 or something like that. It's a film that's been banging around for a while. It gets mentioned every once in a while. It's been on the edge of my consciousness. But it got mentioned when I was on another podcast a couple weeks ago. And it's called The Aristocrats. Now, it is a documentary directed by Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza, about the dirtiest joke ever. Often called the funniest joke ever, but it's definitely the dirtiest joke ever. And what it is you get about 100 comedians from, you know, all ages up to that 2005 date. They all tell and talk about the exact same, very dirty, filthy joke, that comics have kind of shared amongst themselves back since the vaudeville days. Now, it's The Aristocrats is one of those apocryphal bits of entertainment lore. This legendary joke, sometimes called the funniest ever, passed amongst the comedic community. And it's this ever evolving, completely unique every time it's told, except for the punchline. And the punchline is always The Aristocrats. So Jillette and Provenza travel the world. They talk to all these comedians from all these different eras. And they talk about the history of the joke, as well as the theories about what makes it funny. And they all talk about a little bit about how they approach the joke and what they bring to the joke. What is the joke? Let me just sum it up for you. Basically, it's a man and or his family goes to a talent agent and says, "Have we got an act for you?" And when asked to describe or demonstrate, the comedian then gets to turn the joke into their own. They describe a series of events, often starting pretty tamely. Anything from a man reading a newspaper, somebody's juggling, etc., etc., etc. But then it quickly and inevitably devolves into this series of increasingly off-color and offensive actions, ranging from sex up to and including between family members and or family pets, scatological humor, that would be your shit and piss if you're keeping track at home, and consumption of said scatological humor, severe physical violence, and then sometimes the joke winds up with a mundane act, such as taking a bow. And the agent sits through all of this, however long it takes, you know, to be told, and says, what do you call the act? And of course, the punchline is The Aristocrats. That's what's supposed to be the joke. Not everything that leads up to it, but that punchline of The Aristocrats. So the joke isn't really that funny as such. At its core, it's just an excuse for a comedian to just kind of stretch his mental muscles. And as he reach farther and farther for ways to shock the audience, whoever the audience is, before making the casual allusion via the punchline that it is society's betters who behave like this, and thus it is fine. That's the funny bit. That's what's supposed to be the funny bit, especially when an unexpected comedian tells it. And for the record, I love dark humor. I love the deep, dark, dank stuff. I love blue humor. I love bad language. I use it all the time. If you listen here, you know I do. Literally all the fucking time. Listen and you'll see. Sure, you know, the discussion is had that the joke shouldn't work in America, because we don't have aristocrats, as they do in Europe. And there's a variation of the joke that they talk about in the film, where they substitute the word the sophisticates instead of the aristocrats. Because every country has their sophisticated people. You know them. You see them on TV all the time telling you how smart and wonderful they are. We have those in America. And they, more often than not, consider themselves above the common man. And any behavior they exhibit, however bizarre and or offensive, is expected to be considered normal or even praiseworthy, and thus inoffensive or humorous in its presumed banality. So what I took away at the end of this documentary of the funniest joke ever is it's more of an exercise among comedians more than it is a prop for general consumption. Save for unique circumstances when it gets out into, you know, the general public, such as when the film documents when Gilbert Gottfried pulled the joke out at the Hugh Hefner roast shortly after the events of 9/11, after he told another fairly tame joke, but it was kind of booed because it involved an airplane. So he said, if that's too much for you, this is the way we're going to go. And so he launched into the aristocrats. Now, that's when a joke, that's when this joke really hits the public consciousness, and then it kind of fades away. Even if the public isn't really aware of what the joke is and what it's about, it's a warm up. It's a stretch, kind of an inside baseball moment between comics when no one else is around. This is really what it is. It's a way for them to kind of, I think, stay connected to what makes comedy, comedy at its core. And what it is at its core is offense, in my opinion. I've said it for years. If a comedian is not offending someone, whether that someone is a group or an individual, then they're not doing it right. And I believe that. Now, that offense should be spread around to everyone over time, and not continually aimed in a single direction, because that becomes an attack. And that's not really funny, even if any specific joke or bit taken in a vacuum might be funny. There's a difference, and I hope you guys understand that. So that is The Aristocrats, and that is my take on this documentary about the funniest joke ever. It is streaming pretty much in a lot of places. I watched it on Amazon Prime because it was free for me to watch on Amazon Prime. The Aristocrats features comedians, like I said, from many eras. Don Rickles, George Carlin, Carrot Top, Billy Connolly, Andy Dick, Louis Black, Chris Rock. They run the gamut. A lot of female comedians as well, although I don't think it's as prevalent in that for some reason in that segment of the comedians, but they all know it. They all understand it. It's very clear as we go through the documentary that they do, in fact. So that is The Aristocrats. That is my take on this documentary film and the joke in general. Again, your mileage may vary. Check it out if you want. And until I am back with Ryan with some more bigger films, I hope everyone will like us. Follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe. That would be great as well. And stay safe out there, but try to have a little fun. Live your life. Be good. And we will talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.